Let's move on, please, to 1322.
Accept bid of Iron Horse Excavation, LLC, doing business as Oxbow Construction for the Skidmore Pump Station upgrade for $1,094,000.
Ms. Moody, good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. Christy Moody, Procurement Services. You have before you a procurement report recommending a contract award to Iron Horse Excavation. The engineer's estimate on this project was $731,000. On October 8, 2015, four bids were received, and Iron Horse Excavation is the low bidder at $1,094,000. The Bureau of Environmental Services has reviewed the bid items and accepts the proposed pricing at 50% over the engineer's estimate. In their bid analysis, BES identified cost inflation and improved market conditions as contributing factors for the price of the bid. The second and third low bidders were within 5% of Iron Horse's bid. The city identified five divisions of work for potential minority women and emerging small business subcontracting opportunities. MWESB subcontracting participation on this project is at 27%, with overall MWESB at 72%, as Iron Horse Excavation is a certified women-owned business. I will turn this back over to council if you have any questions regarding the bidding process. And representative from BES is here.
This may be a new high water mark, and then we're actually 50% over the engineer's estimate. The times are showing up in our bids here.
That's a question I had for BES. We were told in the prior presentation, we were told this was a fairly specialized piece of work that had some complications. What accounts for the 50% premium from what was originally a high confidence estimate?
I'm Dan Hebert. I'm senior engineer with the BES and the overall project manager for this project. There are a number of complicating factors in this site. It's a very small site and restricted by easements that we've negotiated with the Sisters of Perpetual Sorrow and having to work around all of their holidays. We didn't really account for that very well in the engineer's estimate. And we unfortunately relied upon an estimate that was nearly a year old going to bid. And the market conditions changed rapidly during that 1 year. So other than that, it was an outdated estimate. We didn't have the engineer record revisited immediately before the bid. The fact that we're converting an old suction lift station by rebuilding it as a submersible pump station complicated our efforts on this site.
Is there anything that you've learned, sir, in terms of the bidding, our estimating process, that we might do differently next time?
Yes, we're going to pay much closer attention on all of our projects now to revisiting estimates at the 100% level and immediately before we submit projects to procurement services to bid.
Mayor and colleagues, I got briefed this morning from Mike Jordan. We set a record this year on Halloween in terms of flow because of the volume of rain. That record was recently broken, Commissioner Novick, last Monday. And we saw a six-fold increase in volume. Now, our system is built to a certain capacity. Big Pipe was designed to cover 94% of expected needs. The pump stations play a very vital role. But we had a 6 to 7 time flow increase. And so in 1 year, we set a record and exceeded that record. And the reason I mention this is that while BES maintains the system, PBOT does most of the visible hard work in the community. Steve, I want to congratulate your PBOT team for the way they managed the storm last week.
Thank you, Commissioner. Very proud of the work all the bureaus did together. And one thing I heard consistently was the bureaus uncoordinated wonderfully in really trying times.
By the way, Mayor, some people have asked, well, if we knew that a 6 to 7 fold volume increase might strain capacity, why didn't we build the big pipe to a different specification? It turns out that if we had gone from a 94% rate of success to 100%, anticipating every contingency, we might have tripled the cost. So that's going to become a relevant consideration when we talk about Superfund. what's the marginal utility of that extra $100 million or $200 million. And since that's money that is diverted from other good causes, it's something we need to grapple with.
Let's hope that if the climate change means more boisterous storms, that we can figure out some other solutions other than building a second big pipe. Thank you. Other questions for the team? Thank you very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Motion to adopt the report.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Aye.
Great. Minority and women participation. Thank you. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hale?
Aye. Thank you both. Thank you. 13.